At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI today visited Rome's St. John the Baptist Hospital, which is run by the Knights of Malta. The Pope celebrated Mass and later visited the unit where care is given to those who have recently come out of coma. In his homily, the Holy Father recalled how the Sovereign Military Order of Malta has from the earliest days of its long history, when its members were fighting to defend Christendom, always been involved with generosity and dedication to the care of the sick, and especially of the sick who are among the poor and marginalized.
Il saluto più affettuoso è per voi, cari malati.
It was especially to the sick that the Holy Father spoke during his homily, saying they are dear to him, and that he prays every day for the sick and for the families of those who suffer illness. Returning to the theme of hope, to which the Holy Father dedicated his recent encyclical Spes Salvi, the Pope assured the patients at the hospital and all the sick everywhere of his spiritual nearness, and invited all the ailing faithful and their loved ones to find in Christ support and solace, and never to lose heart. Pope Benedict said the Advent liturgy will continue to tell us throughout the coming weeks that we must not cease to call on Christ, and will exhort us to go toward him in the knowledge that he never ceases to visit us. In trial and sickness, said Pope Benedict, God mysteriously visits us, and if we give ourselves over entirely to his will, we can experience the power of his love. The Holy Father said, precisely because they house people who are tried by pain, hospitals and hospices can become privileged places in which to bear witness to the Christian love that nurtures hope and moves us to fraternal solidarity.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
In remarks before the Sunday Angelus, which the Holy Father recited with the faithful who braved the rain and late autumn chill to greet him in St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict said, with his cross and resurrection, Christ has revealed to us the visage of a God so great in love that he has communicated to us an indestructible hope, unbreakable even by death, because the life of the person who trusts in the Father is open to blessed eternity.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
Following the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict greeted the faithful in many languages, including English.
My special greeting goes to the pilgrims from Brisbane in Australia. This Sunday marks the beginning of the liturgical season of Advent. May this time of joyful expectation and spiritual preparation for the Lord's coming be one of genuine conversion and interior renewal for Christians everywhere. Upon you and your families, I invoke God's richest blessings.